You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Joseph Silverswig of BlockU.com. How are you doing today, Joseph?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. My brain's working on blacking out what happened last Saturday, as I imagine some Ute fans are doing. But, you know, let's deal with the open wound while it's still there. What were your thoughts of the game against USC?
I mean, you know, USC is a very talented team, and I think too much was probably made of the Sarkisian stuff in terms of the long-term prospects of USC as a team. I do think it had an impact on them, particularly in the Washington game. But their talent, I was a little bit surprised at how the Utes offensive line struggled to get going against that front seven. And there are some real weaknesses in that USC front seven that other teams have been able to exploit. And it was surprising to see the Utes not be able to do more with that. Although I wonder if that wasn't just getting away from the run a little bit too soon after Travis threw those two interceptions.
Yeah, no, I think everyone's kind of wondering about that. I mean, even Whittingham has admitted they shouldn't have gone away from Booker or that they should have gone to him more. But, you know, I always try – I'm an optimist. Ask most of the people that know me that would say that. So I'm wondering, you know, what are the things that we learned about the youth from USC that the team can benefit from?
Well, it sounds like a big part of the puzzle was learned, and that's just not to stop doing what works and to stick with your game plan even if you're down. And I think that sometimes this coaching staff in particular can make adjustments a little too fast based on the game condition. And we see that both ways. Sometimes they'll go up 14 or 21 early and sort of slow the game down a little bit too soon. And sometimes they'll get down early and start throwing it just a little bit too much. And rather than doing that, I think the thing to do is to understand who the team is at the core, and just keep working that, because that's what makes the team click, and that's what creates the energy and the focus that drives the team. And it's hard to do that when you put the team in a position it's not used to being in. And there isn't really a reason to, you know, stop pounding the ball at that point, especially if Travis is having a tough game. You know, just give it to Booker. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Now, you know, the ultimate concern for me came to this game when, you know, I listened to the post game and, you know, saw some post game quotes from Johnny Paul and Temin Carter saying that the team came out flat, you know. They're both defensive players. I'm going to refer to defense. You know, how concerned do you think fans should be in regards to the team coming out flat when it's a big game against USC?
Yeah, I think every team has games like that. I don't think there's a single team that doesn't have a game or two a year where the energy just isn't there. It's a long season, and it hurts to play this game the way that these guys play it. And, you know, so sometimes I think you just don't have that energy, and that's okay. The trick is to build the team well enough that they win those games anyway. And the Utes could have won this game. I think had Wilson had a little bit of a better game at 35, that freshman linebacker for USC just dropped a couple of balls. You know, the Utes would have been in a position to win late. But, so I think that a little too much can be made of it. You're going to have bad games from time to time. I started out as a baseball fan in my sports life, and so I'm used to the idea of not being able to win them all. And I think that's something that is hard for football fans to be comfortable with, because the goal was always an undefeated season. But the reality is that playing at the level that these guys play at, there's always going to be a chance for if you don't show up, not even for a whole game, but if you just miss a quarter. If, you know, your mind's on something else for 10 minutes, the game can get out of hand in a hurry. And with the kinds of guys that USC has on that team, well, once they've got the lead, it's hard to get it back.
because of the way that they can play. But Juju Smith was just absolutely unreal. He was honestly, he was a joy to watch. I think that we should, take time when we're playing an opponent like that to appreciate that kind of elite, athleticism and elite talent that he has. But he's going up against NFL cornerbacks on this team. And he just did whatever he wanted. It was amazing to see.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, I'm going to go back to blacking out what happened on Saturday. We now have something to look forward to in another game, another opportunity to put a win on the record sheet, going against Oregon State. Now, earlier this year when the personnel moves were happening and the recruiting season was really, really hot, I think a lot of fans circled the Oregon State game as almost like a rivalry level game. Do you still get that feeling from Utah fans that that they're looking forward to this game and playing against Satake and Gary Anderson?
I do. I certainly think the fans look at it that way, and I think the players do too. Maybe not in a maybe not in a kind of the same sort of competitive or aggressive way that you'll get them talking about a BYU game. But I think they have a lot of respect for Coach Satake and know him well, and they maybe almost want to show him what they can do. And sometimes that can generate a lot of intensity and a lot of competitiveness, even coming from a more respectful place, a less antagonistic place. And I got a sense from some of the comments from some of these guys that I've heard that they're pretty fired up for this one, and they're looking, particularly on defense, they're looking to really hammer these guys. I don't feel too good about OSU's chances here. I think the Utes are going to come out fired up, mad that they lost, and frankly, this is just a much, much better team that the Utes have compared to what the Beavers are putting out on the field this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, Oregon State is having a rough year, to say the least.
Oh, man.
They are completely defeated, as in haven't won a game in the Pac-12 yet, and the losses have not, at least for the most part, have not been close. My one question is, obviously the Oregon State coaching staff is very familiar with the way Whittingham likes to run things and the defense in particular. Do you think that'll be any form of an equalizer in this game?
Well, I think it may help to some extent with recognizing disguise coverages and blitzes, something that Coach Witt's defenses do more than other teams is kind of, they'll show man coverage and then drop into a zone, or they'll show a blitz and then drop into it. Too deep or something like that. And that's something that it takes quarterbacks some time to get used to, particularly at the college level. But I think that, the inside knowledge that these coaches have on Oregon State, they're going to be able to kind of warn the quarterbacks to look for that. Whether or not they're going to be able to execute the plays they need to do to compensate for that deception on defense is another question. I think ultimately what the game boils down to is, Coach Anderson, has a style that he's trying to develop, and it runs totally counter to what Coach Riley was doing there last year. And then you add in the departure of a ton of talent. I mean, not just Sean Mannion, but Michael Docter, a lot of big pieces on the defense. A lot of big pieces on the offense, and there's just a lack of talent there, and the talent that is there isn't well suited to the system that Coach Anderson's trying to run. And I think that they're just going to get, bullied and overmatched at every position until he's had a chance to recruit his best.
Yeah, no, and it seems like Oregon State, I mean, Coach Whittingham really alluded to this when talking about Jared Norris, is that, everybody's got injuries, and it looks like Oregon State has racked up a few these last couple weeks as well. Oregon State has a very mobile and actually what I think will be a very good quarterback in a couple years in Seth Collins. How much of an effect
will it be for the Utes to be going against a mobile quarterback again? They really haven't done that for the last couple weeks.
You know, historically, Coach Whittingham's defenses have really struggled with mobile quarterbacks. We can all think back to Marcus Mariota games, Chucky Keaton games, where the defense will kind of fold in half and the quarterback will squirt up the middle for a whole bunch of yards. But Coach Pete has this defense playing just a little bit back on their heels and kind of ready for that. And we seem to have handled mobile quarterbacks a lot better this season than we have in the past. My formula that I use to develop scores for games that I read my articles, I used to give about a touchdown, sometimes even 10 points to a team with a mobile quarterback. And I've had to, ratchet that down because this defense is handling those kinds of guys a lot more effectively than they have in the past. And I think that's a credit in particular to the interior of the defensive line, being able to create pressure and threaten the quarterback without losing contain.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the line battle. Everyone likes to look, or a lot of people like to look at the battle in the trenches on both sides of the field to determine who wins the game. What are your thoughts on the offensive and defensive line battles?
I just don't think Oregon State is putting the same caliber of players on the field right now. Like I said, with departures and the new style and things like that, I don't think it's a permanent condition for them. I think they'll put it together. And, you know, Coach Anderson's a good coach, and I think he'll have a really good team going here before too long. But the Utes have elite-level talent on the defensive line and some really, really good players on the O-line, too. There's still some development there, but there's a couple of NFL-caliber guys. And the D-line is just unreal. There's all those vines going around of Star and Mokafisi and the other guys next to him just bulldozing offensive linemen and Pac-12 offensive linemen, 3-4-star guys, and they just run them right over. They're unbelievably strong. They're quick off the snap. They have great pad level and balance, and there's just not much you can do to stop those guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty insane, that defensive line. Well, I mean, Vegas opened up giving Utah, making them a 20-plus point favorite. What is your ultimate prediction and any other additional thoughts you might have for the game this coming Saturday?
You know, that's a lot of points. In years past, I would say it's hard to envision Coach Whittingham putting together a game that wins by that many points. But sometimes when he's in a game like this where there's sort of a personal connection to the opposing coach, I remember that Wyoming game a few years back is a famous example. But I think he might put the pedal to the metal a little bit here. I certainly think the players are going to be riled up. And I think that they certainly have the talent level to put up that kind of performance. And I don't think Oregon State's going to score very many points at all. And that's really the key to Utah coming away with a big win. They're not going to win a game in a 45 to 20 sense too often. But I think that this may be the kind of game that winds up being, you know, 30-7 or 30-6 or something like that. I think I'd probably be a little bit more conservative in my score prediction and maybe pick something like 27 to 10 or 13. I think that in particular in the red zone, Oregon State's going to have a lot of trouble scoring. Might be a lot of field goals in this one.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Joseph. And hopefully we have a much more enjoyable experience come Saturday.
If we don't, we've got to completely reevaluate this team, because the team we've seen this first seven games, even with the loss to USC, the team we've seen this first seven games should absolutely blow Oregon State out of the water. It shouldn't even be close.
I completely agree. Well, we will talk to you again, of course, later on in football season. And go Utes.
All right. Always a pleasure. Go Utes.
This has been a Torn Place Sports production.